Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who keeps going in and out of a room? Because it certainly wasn't anyone who lived there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, why don't you share it with us? Because we would like to hear it. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in anytime at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. You get advance episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going great. I'm super excited to hear some good spooky stories. Do you have any for me?
I don't know. Am I supposed to?
Yeah, you better.
But here's the thing, because now I feel pressure. Like, what if they're not spooky enough? What if they're not scary enough? What if?
I don't know. Our listeners do a pretty good job.
They really do.
They do.
And I mean it. Like, when we say or call in, I love hearing people's stories.
I do,
because there's some really good ones. And I also think it makes you feel a little bit less nuts when, you know, you're like, I'm having this weird thing happen to me. Oh, but it's happened to other people too.
Mm-hmm.
So I like mm-hmm. that idea. So here is the first one. It's a call. So here you go.
Hi, my name's Dana and I'm from Ohio. I originally lived in a house that my parents built. Brand new. Nothing really happened. I didn't ever deal with paranormal or spooky things when I lived there. And then we moved to the country, and I started having a really hard transition, and my parents chalked it up to the move. And what was really happening was I was having awful nightmares. So every night my mom would come upstairs and sit with me, hang out with me until I fell asleep. And she did that for a little while. And each night, my sister would say goodnight, and my mom would say goodnight as she goes down the stairs. So one night, my sister saw my mom come up the stairs, and she said goodnight. And my mom didn't respond, so my sister said goodnight again, and didn't respond again. So my sister went out of her room and kind of looked in to my room, and my mom wasn't in the room. It was just me. And from that point, my sister was kind of cautious, and the nightmares I mentioned only started when I came here. As any little kid is, they're nervous in strange places, and that was really no exception for me, but this was a bit different. I would have awful nightmares. Horrible, horrible nightmares every night, it seemed. and each nightmare would be about the same thing. My parents dying. My family dying. People I loved dying. Horrible, horrible dreams about it. And it was so bad that almost every night I would sleepwalk downstairs with my blankets and pillows and lay in front of my parents' room, almost as if my subconscious was telling me not to stay here. So as time went on, that was only an assumption of mine. As time went on, it was somewhat confirmed where as visitors came to stay, they stayed in the room across from mine. And a few of them said the same thing that my sister said, without knowing the stories, that they would see people come in and out of my room, thinking that it was my sister, my mom, or my dad. But every time they asked, it wasn't. And there are more stories in relation to my experiences and the people who stayed here's experiences.
And that's where it ends. Just
interesting.
Like that.
Oh, yeah. I hope she'll, you know, write back or call back with more information about this. But interesting story.
You know, sometimes dreams, they can be about stress related. They manifest your emotions during the day, maybe. You know, and I think a lot of times children go through a phase where they're afraid someone's going to die. You know, maybe one of their friends had a grandparent die and the kids are really nervous about that. And I get that. So that right. You could explain, like maybe she's having a recurring dream. Maybe it's caused by something. But when other people are seeing things, seeing people come in and out of her room, that makes me think there's more going on in the room.
That's what, you know, and it was funny that when she brought that up, because as she was talking, I thought, I wonder if they ever tried to put her in a different room or a different part of the house and see how she slept. I just felt like when she was talking, is there something in the room?
Obviously there was, but it makes me think too that even if the parents are thinking, okay, there's nothing going on here, she's just having bad dreams. But after a point, isn't that maybe something you would try? It's like, why don't we put her in a different room and see if she sleeps better?
Yeah, definitely.
Not that there even has to be anything paranormal in that room. They might believe there's people seeing people coming in and out or not. But it just seems like our daughter's having a really hard time sleeping where she's sleepwalking and ending up in front of our door every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so is there something we can do to change things for her?
You know, I know when we lived in that house in Elma that there were several times where I ended up in mom and dad's room on the floor at the foot of their bed. And I woke up there.
I don't remember that, but I do remember going in and being like, can I get in bed with you?
There were a few of those, but there were times where I just woke up that I had apparently gotten up and gone to their room and just laid down on the foot of the floor. And it only happened there. It happened not a lot of times, but a few times. I've never, as far as I know, ever done it again anywhere.
Mm-hmm. To me, there's something, I just can't just say, oh, these are bad dreams. Yeah. There just seems to be something more going on with these dreams.
I think definitely, that's why I couldn't help but think, as she was talking, get out of that room. Like, it's the room.
But see, as a kid, you can't always do that. You got to wait for your mom and dad to say, yeah, you can go ahead and sleep with us tonight.
Okay.
So, but I'd like to know the follow-up. Like,
what
ended up happening?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got another call. Here you go.
Oh, okay.
My name is Cody. Well, my ghost story is a short one, but kind of cool. I was probably about 10 years old. Mind you, I'd never seen this woman a day in my life. And I was sitting in my grandparents' house in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And I was watching TV while my grandma was upstairs. My grandpa was in the kitchen making breakfast. And I see this lady come into the living room. And she says, Cody, where's your grandma? And I said, she's upstairs. Well, I come upstairs a few minutes later and I said, Mama, did you see Granny Rachel? She said, how do you know about Granny Rachel? And I told her what she was wearing and everything else. And it's just kind of cool because it's like my grandmother come back from the great grandmother come back from the grave to tell me that she was watching over me. And to this day, I still not a time when I see her. It's a lot of times when I need her the most, and she's always been there. She's like a guardian angel, but she's like, she always comes back from the grave to protect me. Yeah, nice day, Tony. Bye. Thank you for doing the podcast.
That one is sweet. It's super short, but awesome. It's sweet.
Oh, and it sounds like he's good with this. This is comfortable. He knows that she's protective. He knows that she's there for him when he needs her. I just think that's wonderful.
It's kind of what that relationship is between a grandchild and a grandparent, that loving, watching out for you, taking care of you, caring about you. She's just doing it from a different way, in a much different way. You know, she's still caring and watching out for him. And the fact that he saw her, and it was just so matter of fact, like, I just saw her. She was looking for you.
She was like, yeah, where's your grandmother?
It's like, didn't you just see her? She was right here. Always, the ones like that always just really touch my heart.
I know.
Those kind of messages from beyond.
Mm-hmm. And we have the, you know, a lot of the scary ones, and you get that. But, you know, I'm surprised at how many are really just lovely. They're just touching, and they're about love. That love actually, you know, conquers all, which really sounds kind of, you know, hokey, but that love can bring you back from the grave to protect the ones you love, mm-hmm. like in this situation. And the fact that he feels so good about it, like he's comfortable with it. He knows she's there for him.
What I love about it is you can hear it in his voice. Mm-hmm. Like, he is so okay with that. And he loves his grandma very much. And she's watching out for him. And I just think that's sweet. And I also think it's a little bit of a, gives you a little bit of a superpower when you think that your loved one is helping you from beyond. It just makes you a little bit more comfortable in the world, you know?
And a little more secure.
I thought that was so sweet. Because you could just tell by his voice that he was totally okay with that one. Totally
that's fine. A good one.
Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
America's Social Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino. Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I like things my way, my coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.